Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. How is everybody doing today? Of course, another great weekend. Last weekend was a little crazy. Hurricane, earthquake. It's just Mother Nature's way of letting us know that she has control. And we are all just visitors here. So again, I do want to say thank you so much for tuning in every single Saturday morning here, starting your day in a positive way. And of course, this weekend, we have lots of activities out there. So I encourage you to really get out there and visit and get outside, even though like our mornings are a little overcast, but they end up being really warm. And so I'm excited. I always start our show with something uplifting. And today's is, remember, your words have the power to uplift and inspire. So use your positive talk in every day and every way. And people really hear that. And you know, I hear it all the time as people tune in because they want the brighter side of life. So I do want to remind you that you can follow us all the way through our social. You can download our podcast on any of the podcast platforms, and that is The Kim Pagano Show. And you can stream us right here at kvta.com. And again, call us at 805-419-0008 to either win books, to know more about our guests, or to be a guest. And you can also text on that number. So I want to get started, and my very first guest today is Lisa Reed. And as a speaker who has booked and delivered over 600 talks, Lisa Reed trains you how to get booked, stay booked as a speaker. She's passionate about teaching you how to get your talk ready to rock so that you can attract the ideal clients through speaking. And that's really it. People don't buy your services, they buy you. And people, I've been told that so many times. So again, today we're going to really share one of her number one secrets she uses to get speaking gigs. And so let's welcome Lisa. Welcome, Lisa. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here, Kim. So excited.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk to you. We've known each other for a really long time, but we finally got our books together to get you on here. So I'm excited. And you just got back from an incredible trip too, right?
Yeah, I just got back from Ireland. So happy to have been there. It was great.
Yeah. Do you have family out there?
I have in-laws. My husband grew up in, or is born and raised in Ireland. And so when we go back, there's a huge, huge crew of family waiting with open arms for us.
Oh, I love that. I love that. So cool. All right. What was one thing that you loved there that people would want to go and just that one thing, whether they have all those loving family members there?
Well, I highly recommend, we took a trip up to Northern Ireland and visited the Game of Thrones studio where they filmed 40% of that TV show, and it was amazing. If you're a fan, I highly recommend the Game of Thrones studio tour. It was awesome. They delivered.
I love that. I love that. Very cool. All right. Well, again, you know, if someone feels called to be a speaker, and, you know, we all talk about this, you use speaking to attract your clients, but they aren't sure how to get started, what would you recommend?
I would definitely recommend starting to jot down your ideas. What is it that you feel like you could share? A lot of times when people come to me, Kim, they'll say, I've been thinking about this for a really long time. I'm working on my talk. Like I can feel it inside me, or it's in my mind, and they haven't actually gone and written it down. And that could mean digitally or otherwise. Mm-hmm. So it's sitting in their mind, and it starts to get a lot clearer when you actually put words to the paper and organize your ideas and then start mm-hmm. to see, okay, what is it that I really want to share? And it's not as big of a boulder when we are able to see it on the page. You're like, oh, it's actually not, you know, that's not so confusing. Like, I can actually make this into a talk. So
it's
for me,
obtainable, right? Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Making it an
actual piece. Like, that's one of the first things I'll help people with in the Speakers Training Academy is we will do what I call get your talk ready to rock, where we're like, let's put those ideas down and start to organize them and put it into a framework that you could then deliver to an ideal audience. And it also is geared towards attracting your clients and inviting them to that next step. And for a lot of people, if they've never sold before or maybe don't have sales in their background, that can feel really intimidating. So it's nice to have a structure just to follow.
I love that. I love that. So let me ask you, you know, we've all heard speakers, been at luncheons, and sometimes they're really intimate and you're like, oh my gosh, why did they share that? What is too much and what is too little? Is that like something that you teach?
It's not so much that question, but it's more about what's relevant. Mm. And when we do the Get Your Talk Ready to Rock session, I am there to help you edit all that stuff out.
Oh,
I have
good.
One,
okay.
Yeah, one client of mine, and I'll keep it generic so to remain confidential, but one client of mine had a very traumatic experience on a vacation that then led her to helping people with their finances and preparing, you know, maybe it's life insurance or disability. Like, what do you need in place so that you don't have these, make the mistakes that she made? And because it was so traumatic, she had to work through, like, what details do I share? Do I need to tell every single detail? No. But you can highlight the pieces that the audience really needs to know without going into every single detail about the story. So it's about, like, how do we fine tune and really grab the headlines, what's relevant to the lessons that you're there to teach.
That makes a lot of sense. So yeah. So when you know what you're speaking about, it makes sense to your business. It makes sense to, you kind of have an outline, correct?
Yeah, you have an outline, but I never recommend memorizing or having like a script. It's more like if you have, in this type of talk. Now,
okay.
If you're speaking for like a TED talk, yeah, you would need to memorize that. So there's different formats depending on what you're doing. But if you're speaking to a group of potential clients, or maybe you're speaking at a conference or a networking event or a chamber event or something to where like your ideal prospects could be in the audience, you want to be relatable. And when you're memorizing something or reading something, you know how that your voice will change, the tone of your voice? Like, imagine like a newscaster. You can tell they're reading from the teleprompter. And so there's
100%,
a certain cadence.
Yeah,
there's a certain cadence that happens. And we can psychologically, we can recognize that that's happening. So mm-hmm. I can tell when someone's, like, I speak virtually a lot of times, and I can tell when someone else is speaking virtually, but they're reading their, even if it's their 30-second elevator pitch or their whole
you
talk.
Can...
I've been in a virtual room where someone literally read their whole talk, and they thought we didn't know because we can't see what they're doing. I definitely can tell.
So
I think other people
I
can tell.
I totally agree with you, Lisa, because even, you know, we're both part of eWoman. And mm-hmm. so you get in your little networking group, or even any of our listeners are out there that you are either in a virtual network or you're just in introducing you who you are. And you have to go, I'm Kim Pagano. Talk from your heart, right?
Yes.
You need to, and people could see the difference in so many ways. So I love that you brought that up.
Yeah, I think it's really important. And also
yeah.
to connect with your audience. I think a lot of times people forget, which is weird, but we forget that the people in the audience are humans. Like, they're people.
I love that. I love that. Such a simple concept, right? I think that's funny. So let me ask you, this is like probably the most exciting thing, okay? You see people that getting booked as speakers, and there's a lot of money out there once you get your, you know, you how do you call it? Your rock ready to rock. Okay. So how do you get booked as a speaker without having to cold call?
Oh, so one of the ways that I'll back up. When I first started as a speaker, that first year, I booked 83 speaking engagements. This was over 10 years ago.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible.
And thank you. Actually, it was 2013, so it was 10 years ago. And yeah. I did a lot of cold calling, Kim. And I wasn't afraid to do it, but man, that's just not
a lot of work.
It's just not fun, right? I call it soul sucking, right? And I like to teach my clients how to do soul filling activities rather than soul sucking activities, because usually when we're doing soul sucking activities, we don't sustain it for very long. It's kind of like doing a workout that you hate. I mean, you got to find a workout that you love, right? So we still need to exercise, but we got to find something that we like. And so I started a network, and I'm now the CEO of the International Speaker Network. And it's all designed around building relationships with other speakers so that you can find what I call your speaker soulmate or soulmates, you know, maybe more than one. What that means is that you're going to limit your cold calling because you're going to be connected to the people who are already connected to the decision maker, other speakers. That's who has your information. A lot of times people make the mistake of thinking other speakers are their competition. But in fact, when you link arms with other speakers, that makes your job much easier. Most companies or organizations, they are, as you know, they're not going to bring the same speaker in every month or week or year, right? They're going to bring if they want variety. So if you spoke for an organization, you had to have dealt with the decision maker. Well, you know that next month or the next time they meet, they're going to want a different amazing speaker. You then have put yourself in a position of being a resource and an asset and a partner to them when you say, hey, I happen to know some other great speakers. Would you like me to introduce you? Now you're a superhero to your speaker friends, right?
Wow,
and it goes on and on. So when you have that mentality of giving and collaborating and you create a system around it that's easy to follow and nothing, it doesn't take any fancy schmancy
qualifications. Yeah, exactly. I love that. But
all of a sudden you're booked. Yeah.
Yeah. I, you know what, Lisa, I love that. And I also really wanted to share with our listeners that might be just tuning in right now, starting your day in a positive way. And of course, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We love you to go to our website, kimpaganoshow.com. But we are speaking with Lisa Reed, and she has delivered over 600 talks, and she trains you how to get booked, how to stay booked as a speaker, and really how to get your talk ready to rock. I love that. Lisa, first of all, I just want to make sure, how do our listeners get in touch with you? How do they find your website and all that?
They can go to getspeakinggigsnow.com. That's gigs with an S, because of course you want more than one. And if you want to have some tips on how to get more speaking gigs now, simply go to getspeakinggigsnow.com/tips.
T-I-T-S. Oh, I love that. I love that. Okay, great. And so let me ask you, okay, for our business owners or entrepreneurs out there, maybe they don't want to be speaking, but that's how we do business, right? I mean, you have to get clients by speaking. So, I mean, for me, I'm doing a lot of business coaching. And so I get on Zooms with all these people all over the world. And it's really just listening to them and having a conversation. So you are speaking, but the whole idea is how to learn how to attract the ideal client. Talk to us about that.
Well, I think it comes back to that getting clear on your messaging. When we have the Get Your Talk Ready to Rock session, a big part of that is figuring out where do you want to invite people to go next. That could be a call, that could be a workshop, a webinar. There's multiple opportunities what that could be. But it's geared towards what's that next step for you to serve them in your business. So there has to be this thread that goes through. It's not just about getting up there and speaking about anything and having people tell you how great of a speaker you were. It's really about using it as a marketing tool without being salesy or creepy or pushy or anything like that. It's really just to be in flow. So then you utilize that messaging to then attract your ideal clients. Because I think one of the biggest mistakes people make is thinking they need to serve everyone. You don't need to serve everyone. Everyone doesn't need your product or service. But really, who are the best people for you to serve? What problems do they have that you know you can help people with? And that's where it really gets valuable for those folks. So I think that's one of the mistakes people make, is trying to serve every single person in the audience.
So niche, right? And even if you think you have a niche down even further. That's really something that I work with people, because you have to make your message magic and you have to make it monetized. And so
exactly.
I love that. And then, you know, working with you to get your, you know, that wording down is what's going to happen. And you're going to start to see all these deals start closing, right? And let me end with this. In your experience, what is one of the biggest obstacles aspiring speakers face, and how they can overcome it?
Well, it's something I call speaker's kryptonite. So if your listener doesn't know, kryptonite is the one thing that can, quote unquote, kill Superman, right? So speaker's kryptonite is a nice metaphor for, like, what's that thing that's going to keep you from sharing your message, keep you safe, right? Our mind's trying to keep us safe. And it shows up something like, well, what if nobody likes what I say? What if I never get booked? What if I never make a sale? What if I look stupid? Or what if it's not perfect? And then it can also sound like, well, I need to work on my talk longer. I need to do more research. I need to get more prepared. I need another certification. I need more whatever. And all those things keep you safe. It keeps you from that trying something new. It keeps you from not moving forward
is really what you're saying, Lisa. It's like, and then you never get started. And it's almost like, you know what? People are so forgiving, and people in this world give you grace. Get out there and make a difference and live your dream to the biggest. I mean, that's what it's all about. And believe me, there was times like I do not usually, like, before doing radio, I didn't have a voice, you know what I mean? And I was like, well, okay, I'm just going to go for it, you know? And that's really how I've lived my life now, because everybody has a message and you want to get your message out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And your message counts just like you do. So I love this. Lisa, I would love to have you back, because there's so many more questions. And but again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Please share our show with everybody. Download our podcast. We're going to share you everywhere. And Lisa, give out your number and your website one more time.
Yeah, I'll give out my website. It's getspeakinggigsnow.com. Or if you'd like 5 top tips to get more speaking gigs, you can just go to getspeakinggigsnow.com/tips.
Perfect. Thank you so much, and have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
All right. Talk to you soon. All right. We're going to take a really quick break. And, of course, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. When we come back, we're going to speak with Dr. Julie Gotza. And we're going to be talking about your stomach. And it's interesting. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these 3 tips to help you regain order and focus. Number 1, Staying focused on the priorities should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself, complete your lead task. For more information, visit TNTAMS.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly. 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to TNTAMS.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
The Kim Pagano Show is proud to partner with the eWomen Network as they continue to help millions of women entrepreneurs achieve their goal of $1 million in annual revenue. The eWomen Network accelerated events take place the first Wednesday of each month at the beautiful Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. The event will include lunch with wonderful speakers talking about relevant topics for your business and many opportunities to network with potential clients and make connections. Come join the fun and elevate your business. The eWomen Network only requires one lifetime member fee and a monthly fee to stay active on their website. Come find out how the eWomen Network is different than the other networking groups. Apply now on their website at
eWomenNetwork/chapters/Calabasas-665. That's eWomenNetwork/chapters/Calabasas-665.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life, and of course, starting your day in a positive way. And of course, my next guest, who's been on so many times, I love what she talks about. And we've got Dr. Julie Gotza. She's the co-founder of Florida Wellness Institute, and she's one of the top chiropractic physicians with more than 30 years of clinical practice, during which she assisted more than 25,000 patients. And her understanding of the nervous system, nutrition, alternate therapies, Dr. Julie's mission with each patient is to enhance their body's potential to heal itself. I love this. And of course, today we're going to be talking about, I don't even know if I could say this, but is it gastroparesis? Is that
That's
right,
correct.
Julie?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, welcome. And thank you so much for joining us again.
Well, thanks for having me on your show, Kim.
Yeah. So what is that? And what are, some of the symptoms of that?
So it's basically a stomach paralysis. And some people will call it delayed gastric emptying. Basically, you're eating your food, and rather than breaking it down and absorbing the nutrition into the bloodstream properly to feed your body and keep it healthy and alive, that food is sitting there for much longer period of time. So it's not getting broken down properly. It's creating toxins that should be eliminated, and instead now the body's reabsorbing these toxins that should be gotten out of the body as a normal course of event digestively. And because of that, people are experiencing toxic symptoms such as you know, feeling full after a few bites of food. They can have acid reflux, which is where the unbroken down food is coming back up the esophagus and it starts to burn and deteriorate the esophagus, and it's giving you heartburn, stomach type pain. People are taking lots of meds for that and over the counter, you know, things. People can have vomiting where they're vomiting up, you know, small bits of food that were undigested. Then you got the things that you wouldn't necessarily think about. This would be, you know, fatigue and achy joints, and your blood sugar levels are unstable, and certainly bloating. And these are all things that when you actually recognize and correct the digestive problem, this is how you start to get these symptoms gone and then give yourself better health. Because for 31 years I've been doctoring, and if you correct somebody's digestive system, all the other things that they're complaining about have a real chance to improve, because the buck stops right at the digestion first.
Wow, I love that. You know, I always believe like all the right people show up in your life. I literally was just at the doctor saying that I've never had stomach aches before, and I don't really eat a lot, but it's that feeling of feeling full right away. I'm like, what is going on? And that's kind of changed. And so, I mean, okay, hello, you're just talking about that. So what can we do nutritionally to help this and prevent that?
Well, nutritionally, there's a lot of solutions, and they're so darn simple. You just have to stick with it until you actually uninflame what's happening digestively and correct the system. I am a chiropractor, so I always just mention this because of the fact that you have nerves that come out of your spine that control how your stomach and your digestive system is working. So if you've had injuries and accidents, or you sit a long time and those nerves are interfered, often seeing a chiropractor can open up that nerve flow and basically communicate to the digestive system, hey, you know, you're supposed to be doing a job. You've been lazy on that track. So that's the chiropractic. What we basically do is basically unpark cars from garden hoses, if you want to have a visual
okay.
to it. And
I like that. Okay. That was very good, Billy.
Thank you. Yeah. And then, you know, the second thing that you can do is some of us just have gotten into some bad habits, and it's things that everyone does, and you're wondering why you can't just hang with the crowd. But, you know, drinking 2 glasses of water in the morning, it's a simple thing to do. It may not be the most pleasant, and you may not like it, but it does start the system where you're feeding it liquid, that's good liquid, which is water, and it starts the flow, and the body says, oh, cool, we're getting something that's very innocuous coming here. Let's prime the pump. Let's not just slam it with a cup of coffee and, you know, a scone and a bagel and run out the house. So drinking right. 2 glasses of water before you do anything is the best, just to start the flow.
Wow, second, it's as easy as that.
It's
Dr.
So Julie, simple.
Yeah, can you, first of all, just give out your website just for any of our listeners? And I always want to say, if you're not getting our newsletter, please either text us right now or call us at 805-419-0008, because all of our guests are in there and you will get it in your email. So again, just so our listeners can be able to get in touch with you.
Sure. The website is naturessources.com. And there's a lot of information about certain things that I'm going to talk about today on the show, and they can, you know, educate themselves. And the thing that I always say to people is, it's so lovely to be smart and educated and know a lot and talk with everybody, but you actually have to do something. And it's
you don't have to pull the trigger.
Yes, you
well,
do.
Oh, that was good. I don't actually need that, but yeah, we need to like walk our walk and talk our talk, correct?
That's exactly true. You know, the next thing that I would say to people, depending on what they're doing as far as dietary, and there's lots of solutions out there as far as what to eat and how to eat it, but I would say don't skip your breakfast. And the biggest reason is you need the protein. You don't need the grains. You don't need the cereals and the milk. And you need eggs and sausage and bacon if you want. You can have leftover fish from last night. You can have a piece of steak or chicken. But you want to eat the protein in the morning. Don't skip it. And that's the same thing for your children. You want them to actually have a leg up on being able to sit in school and get along with others and not be introverted and be able to study. Well, the same thing goes for them as well as yourselves. So, you know, laming out and giving them a bowl of cereal and a glass of orange juice is probably not the best of foods to expect the best performance.
Wow. It's funny. My husband and I were walking through you know, like the cereal. And he's like, well, we don't do that anymore.
I know,
it's interesting how you, you know, progress in your life. And I don't personally eat red meat. And so, but you know, you just keep progressing. Now you said a lot of bacon and sausage. What's your thought on that?
I mean, the fact is, it's what Americans think as a breakfast. So I throw it out there because of the fact that that is sort of, you know, you can't tell somebody to eat fish in the morning unless you're in
right,
the Bahamas
yeah.
or so, you know. But the fact is, red meat is hard on people who can't digest their food. And it's
right.
not that red meat is evil. And, you know, you certainly don't want to have it at every meal. But, you know, generally it's giving people problems because they can't digest the complicated protein. And that is often because they're lacking the ability to make enzymes because of all these things that we're talking about, including nerve supply not working properly to the body, our poor soil, our, you know, modified grains and seeds and things like this. And the fact is we've progressed with technology in our country and in our world. And I think people think that the body can also take a heck of a lot more weird foods sources as compared to thinking, well, you know, we as bodies haven't changed. We still do need protein and vegetables and water and not all the coffee drinks that are given to junior high kids and all the sugars and the fast foods. And I mean, at one point we are going to have broken down bodies and just look around. Everyone has weight problem. If you look at a picture of people, and I live in Florida and I saw a picture of a crowded Clearwater Florida beach, and everyone in the 70s was slim. And if I was to take that snapshot at spring break here, everyone on the beach, the exception is the slim ones.
Wow, that's interesting. Never even really thought about it that way. Talk to us about enzymes. Are those and why they're needed?
Well, I've been giving enzymes since I've started doctoring. And what I found is when you give somebody high quality digestive enzymes, it has the components in it to break down the proteins that you're eating, to break down the grains and the vegetables and the dairy products. And when you're taking these and the fats, and people don't realize that you need fats to make hormones. You need fats as the basis to fight pain and inflammation in your body. You also need fats to repair your tissues. When you can break down your foods properly, this is how you're getting the most from every meal that you're eating. I have pushed countless amounts of times to thousands of patients to take high-quality digestive enzymes so that they get the most from each meal. The product that I use is called Absorbaid. It's a vegan formula. It offends nobody. You can give it to kids. You can give it to elderly. A lot of patients give it to their animals. It gets the most that you can from each meal. I think it's actually better than a multivitamin if I was to actually compare it, because wow. we're spending this money and our effort. We're cooking our food and eating our food, and let's get the most from what's in front of us, which would be the ultimate way to, you know, get your nutrition.
I mean, we hear this all the time that we don't have the nutrients in our food like we used to. And so, you know, like I planted a garden, that is the most pure you can get, right? Or is it,
That's
does
right.
it even matter because maybe I'm not getting the right plants, or does that even matter?
It matters. And, you know, okay. it's a whole other sort of.
We'll have to have a whole nother talk on that. Yeah.
Yes.
For sure.
But, you know, the long and the short of it is most people aren't eating that way. Most people can't put the time or the effort. Most people can't afford to eat organic, which doesn't necessarily mean the most high nutrition in the first place. So the fact is, with what we have in front of us, what can we do to maximize what we're given? And that's why I believe that the digestive enzymes are so darn important, because I'm a busy person. I would love to garden and, you know, make my own food and have my own everything. In all reality, I still have to shop at the grocery store, such as the same as everyone else. So how am I going
yeah.
to get the most from that? And that would be to take something like the Absorbaid. And I take it even when I don't have any digestive problems, because I want to wring the most nutrients from my food. When people do have problems, you know, gas and bloating and acid reflux and indigestion and constipation and diarrhea and all these different things that are unwanted, giving them the Absorbaid, it really does. You can see it in such a short period of time that you go, all right, fine, she's right.
Yeah, I love it. Talk to us about weight loss drugs, okay? Are they a trigger?
Well, anytime that you're taking a drug, keep in mind it has to rob from Peter to give you the result that you want, no matter what drug it is that you're taking. That is how drugs work.
Mm.
So if you are taking something to lose weight, it has to be robbing from another area of your body so that you can lose weight. Same thing would go for high blood pressure. Those drugs don't go in and just cause low blood pressure. They rob from another area. What I have researched is some of these weight loss drugs are actually robbing from areas of the body that deplete nutrients, that toxify the liver. And now the system goes, whoa, this isn't normal. Babies weren't born with this weight loss drug in their bodies. And now you're adding something in the system rather than actually correcting what's wrong. And what I've seen with people who have weight problems is they're actually starving. They're malnourished. They're not getting the nutrition that they need from their food. They're hungry and they're trying to fill a nutrient need. And it's either the food or they're not digesting properly or the nerve supply isn't working to it or they have bad habits, whatever it may be. But every one of them is actually malabsorbing and they're starving.
So, Dr. Julie, do you deal with people to lose weight? Because think about it. It seems so simple. You need to exercise more than your intake. I mean, is that the bottom line or is it your body might not be running correctly so it's not going to do that?
It's both. And, you know, we are semi-sedentary with all the computer work and sitting at desks and things that we do at this point. So, you know, anytime you're in motion, it will stimulate the system to go, okay, good. We're draining the lymph. We need more nutrients. This is good. The blood supply, you know, things are moving through. A simple walk after your dinner meal would be a very smart habit to put in. And, you know, the way I have people do this, I say, put on your tennis shoes and your workout outfit when you're making the meal. And as soon as you're done, go take a walk. You don't have to go to the craziness of, you know, extreme exercise, but that's just a one good habit that a lot of Europeans do. The quality of their food is better, but it's also a really good habit that they've been taught from way back when.
The second portion
of this would be, you know, our foods are less than nutritious across the board. So if you're going to try to lose weight and, you know, get yourself on a good program, heavy protein, heavy vegetables, I prefer them cooked or steamed or roasted or something, not just raw, so that you can actually not stress your system with raw foods and salads and things like this, because I've seen a heck of a lot of women who come to me with weight problems and they truly are only eating salads and smart salads, but their digestion isn't working up to par. So they're not able to break down those complicated foods at this point. And so I prefer them to be cooked, steamed, however you want, just so that the cell wall is broken down a little bit and they have more nutrients available to them.
So not salads, you're saying, or just not only salad.
That's right. And, you know, I say very minimal to start, but, you know, most people are lacking the protein. You know, what do you do when you're hungry? You don't reach and grab a hard-boiled egg and eat it as your snack, generally. What you do is you grab some chips or some crackers or some pretzels or maybe a chocolate bar, another cup of coffee or something that's just on the fly in a package. And that's not food. What we want is we want good protein or, you know, available snacks that I cut up carrots and celery and put them at eye level in a glass container in my refrigerator. And
there you go.
This makes
so much sense. I definitely want to have you back because it's such an interesting topic. And really, we all need this so bad. So again, give out your website really quick. And thank you so much. Please download our podcast and share our show with everyone.
Thank you. And the website is naturesources.com. And if anyone would like some free samples of the Absorbids, they can use the code radio and call the 1-800 number, which is 1-800-827-765.
Oh, I'm so going to do that. So thank you so much. All right. You have a great rest of your weekend and we'll talk to you soon. Do we already have our intimacy and expert author on?
You sure do.
Oh, good. Well, I am so excited to talk with you. I think this was like as much as what we eat is important, it's how we feel in our relationships. And of course, we have Alana Pratt. She is an intimacy expert, relationship coach, author of 6 books. And you also have a podcast too, right?
It's called Intimate Conversations.
I love it. I love it. Well, gosh, I need to come on yours too. But
I would love that.
Yeah, you know, this is so important, and I love that we're going to even start with this and that you think the same way I do, is you have to fall in love with yourself before you fall in love with someone else, because so many of us are looking on the outside of what's going to make us happy, but if we already know what makes us happy and what makes us tick, then you know what? People are going to be like, just like wanting to be with us because they feel that brighter side of us. So again, Alana, welcome and thank you so much for being here.
Oh, it is my honor and pleasure, Kim, to be here. And you hit the nail right on the head. We need to fall madly in love with ourself first. Literally, yeah. It's a vibration, a frequency. People can not only see it, but they can feel it. And here's the other thing. It awakens the possibility of them falling madly in love with themselves, too. So you don't just have like 1 + 1 = 2. You have like 1 + 1 = infinity. Two people awakening each other by doing the inner work and then inspiring the other to come alive. It's delicious.
I love delicious. There you go. I love that. You know what? I mean, because here's the thing is when you know, have you ever walked in and I'm speaking to you and of course my listeners, but you walk into a room of people and I just look for like, where's my energy? Where's that person that's just so bubbly and is so excited to be here? And you can feel that. And that's the same way when you're looking for relationships, you know, like who's that energy that's pulling towards you? Is that correct?
That's wonderful. Yes, because energies do like sort of weave like a figure eight or like an infinity symbol. When we go into a room, who are we drawn to? But I want us to be really clear, because if there are unresolved wounds in your body, subconsciously suppressed, your wound is actually going to be attracted to another wound so that you can resolve it. So both the high vibrational joy of being madly in love with yourself will attract another healthy person, but also simultaneously, if there are suppressed, unresolved traumas or triggers, you're going to be drawn to that familiar wounded energy so that you can finally address it and heal it once and for all.
Wow, that speaks. Okay, so let's just talk about that. Let's back up for a second. So we are a reflection of whatever we're feeling or doing in our own bodies.
It is true. It is so much more fun to blame everybody else.
but we are a reflection. I love it. So how do you define intimacy and how do you become an intimacy expert? Let's talk about that.
Sure. Well, I define intimacy, like we could break the word down, into me, I see.
Oh,
and it's really our relationship.
I've never even heard of that. Okay, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it's our relationship with ourselves. Are we honest with ourselves? Do we listen to ourselves? Do we honor, not fix or change ourselves? Can we be bravely vulnerable and open up to what's really going on under the surface? A lot of us are cranky or frustrated or mad, but underneath it, if we slow down and feel, we're scared or maybe we're sad and we don't want to feel those deeper, uncomfortable feelings. So we sort of stay on top and spin in our head. So this intimacy is really about bravely, transparently connecting with self so that we can bravely, intimately connect with another. And this was not one of my superpowers growing up.
I was
divorce number one, divorce number two.
Okay. Well, wait. So did you just say you were divorced too?
Yeah, two divorces.
Okay.
And that's literally why. Uh-huh. That's why I became an intimacy expert, because I'm here to teach what I'm here to learn.
We all are, aren't we? I mean, it's funny. Yeah, I mean, I was a hair therapist for many years. I used to help people make them look good and feel good. And now I'm radio host and do business coaching. And so, of course, now it's to do good. And it is. It's like my growth of who and how I can help. And you do have those superpowers that have like shown up in your life and you want to really help other people to get there. So let me ask you, how did you start
being an intimacy expert? I started off first as a coach. I worked for Landmark Education. I worked for a company called Peak Potentials out of Canada. I'm Canadian. And I rose to the top of the organization, either being a head coach or the head coach of head coaches or the top ranked coach in this organization of over 100 coaches. But I was still scared. I was scared to go out on my own. But that's what I ended up doing. And I learned that to have my own business, as you know now as a business coach, you know, it's not enough just to be a good coach. I had to learn to be a copywriter and a website designer.
It's
and
really
a
hard.
Woman,
I have to tell
and like
you.
All
yeah.
these other skills. Yeah.
I know. Yeah. So, wow, congratulations. And you wrote 6 books. Let's talk about your books for a second. Tell me the name of your book.
Oh, I don't think I'm going to be able to remember all six titles, but basically there's one for men, How to Be a Noble Badass. There's one for women, How to Be and Stay Sexy, Being Exactly Who You Are. And there's ones more for any gender, any sexual orientation. It's really about, one of the titles is Becoming the One is BS. And finding the one is BS. Becoming the one is brilliant and beautiful.
Yeah, I love that. So it's not, you don't really think it's about finding the right person. It's about finding who's right for you, right?
Yeah, the way I see it, and this has been my own personal journey and the journey I've taken my clients on, when we first seek from emptiness to find the one, that's that wound I was referring to earlier in the show. Mm-hmm. And so our wound, and we need the other person to say, I'm good enough, make me safe, approve of me, right? We're looking on the outside to fill the void on the inside. However, when we first become the one and we heal those wounds from the past, we forgive ourselves, we develop our unique, unapologetic expression, we get clear on what really matters and what our values are, I call that becoming the one. And then you sort of discover, oh my God, the one I've been seeking the whole time is me. Hi, me. Mm-hmm. I love me. And so we have this sense of being at home in our skin and not rejecting the parts of us that are afraid, loving them, and not maybe putting too much weight in our accomplishments, because accomplishments come and go. We just get really clear about our worth, just being alive. And then from that whole place, you will vibrationally attract and be mesmerized by someone else who's also done the work to become the one. And then you've got two people who have become the one. And then it's not about completing each other. It's about complementing one another, or awakening the best within one another, a very healthy interdependent relationship.
Right. Let me ask you this. Okay, there's so many of us. I mean, we hold pain from different traumas in our lives. How can we set ourselves free from the sabotaging patterns? And sometimes invisible patterns that we don't even really know of. And all of a sudden you're like, oh God, you know, I mean, look at, you know, especially from doing hair for so long, it's like, you know, there's not a lot. I mean, people have a journey. You know, if you've been married, even if you've only been married for a little bit, people have journeys. It's hard to get, you know, the same exact relationship that's going to empower both couples or both, you know, people.
You make a great point, Kim.
Thank you.
So I call them blind spots. I can't see mine. You can't see yours, but they're in there. And the beautiful thing about relationships is I believe we're drawn together to trigger those subconscious blind spots so we can heal them. And so a vulnerable story from me is that I've been at this for 25 years. I created, you know, incredible results with singles finding the one, or marriages that have gone south, being able to evolve them into deep soul-shaking communion, or even supporting couples who have their sacred contract is complete, and I'm able to help them uncouple with gratitude and kindness. So I'm very successful. But shit, if I could find like a healthy relationship for me.
I get it. Tell me what you want and I'll help you out, okay?
Well, I'm actually in the best place I've ever been in my entire life, but it started about 3 years ago. I started dating him for 10 months. And then after 10 months, I didn't tell anybody, but he was hitting me. My first relationship of physical abuse in my whole life. And I was so ashamed. And then he got arrested for criminal assault. And it took a year and a half of me standing up for myself in court. The prosecutor said no one ever goes to court and stands up for themselves. They're so afraid of the man. And this man had over 30 guns. So I did a lot of deep inner trauma work, deeper than I'd ever done in 20 years. Found the wound that made me attract him in the first place. It was completely a blind spot. And then resolved that. And then finally, court was literally last week, and he was found guilty of criminal assault, and I have a protective order, and the whole thing is behind me. And I believe if I was to take an eagle view of this, one of the main messages that my company, my brand, my coaching is to, you know, dissolve the shame of being human. Humans make mistakes. Humans have uncomfortable feelings. And even though I'm a very successful, you know, Ivy League grad and author and the rest of it, I'm also human. I also had my own deep wound to resolve, and I have, and everybody can. Everybody can do the deep work. Never give
I love
up
it.
On love.
You know what? Yeah. My heart goes out to you, and kudos to you that you walked through that, and you'll probably be continuing to walk through it. We all have, you know, our traumas and our, you know, I mean, there's so many things I could talk to you about, but like, what about, you know, a lot of people don't love their body. So how are they going to share their body with somebody else? There's so many things. Talk to us a little bit about that. I know that's a little off of where we're going, but.
Oh no, not at all. Not at all. You're hitting the nail on the head again, Kim, because our bodies keep the score and our bodies hold unresolved energy, emotions that attract situations to get us to look at what that wound is. So when we don't like our body, we are going to get sick. We are going to gain weight. We are going to attract people that don't like our body either. Everything's going to be a reflection of how do we treat our body. And so an exercise that I give my clients is sit by candlelight, as naked as you can stand it, in front of the mirror, and begin to say, hi, shoulders, hi, breasts, hi, belly, hi, scars. Look in your eyes and begin to build first a friendship and eventually a love affair with your best friend who you came into this world with, and it's going to be the last friend you leave, your body, and learn to trust your body. Because when we're no longer at war with our body, we can hear our intuition, our instincts. We can hear our deepest truth. We can connect with our soul. And so I want to give people like an idea of where sort of different body parts are and their power. I believe in our hips. It's like the keel of a sailboat, you know, that thing that goes down in the water. So our hips are sort of pre-verbal, deep down in the water. Instincts. And then you raise up to your heart and open it like you would the hull of a sailboat, like the boat part, the round part. Open that heart vulnerably, bravely to your truth, to your heart's wisdom. Your heart knows what direction to go. Your heart can hear the whisper of the divine. And then from your hips, heart, go up the mast of the sailboat all the way up to your divine mind, the center of your head, inside, like your third eye, your pineal. And that gland has been scientifically proven to be able to tap into non-local intelligence of the field, intuitions from the universe, the whispers of God. And when we are in our body, embodied, we have access to so much power, so much guidance, so much connection, so that we can actually trust ourselves again. A lot of us who have been betrayed actually betray ourselves by closing our heart, which makes us not be able to hear our truth or trust ourselves, and then life gets really scary. But when we can do this inner deep work, this trauma release work, and bravely open our heart, and we can be in our bodies, alive, in our skin, eyes wide open on the planet, we can trust ourselves, and we enjoy dating, mating, relating, sexuality, our bodies, the whole thing.
I love that.
We become a
Alana,
vortex. Yeah.
Wow. I can feel your heart and your passion. Like I have in my show, and I love that. God, thank you for sharing all of those wonderful things. I would love to talk more and have you back, because there's so many things that I think we can connect on and talk about. Leave us with one thing that our listeners, if they're feeling rejected in their own self, in their own heart, or they're feeling not good enough, or just the fear of needing somebody, what would be the one thing that you would share with them?
I'd like you to imagine that inside the darkest chamber of your heart is little you. And yes, little you got rejected by somebody who wasn't nice, wasn't kind, cheated on them, said whatever they said, did whatever they did. But let's make a choice right now for you not to reject little you as well. So don't leave them in that back corner of the dark heart. Go in there. Even throw away the key. Go in there and apologize for either criticizing them, blaming them for why all this happened, or apologize for abandoning them, forsaking them, and make up for the damage done by committing to never again reject yourself, no matter how you feel, no matter what went down. Go give them a hug and feel that sense of, you know, when a little kid falls asleep in your arms, they become so heavy. Imagine little you is in your arms, heavy because they're home. They're home with you. And that's what
they've
always wanted.
Tears to my eyes. That's
wanted.
So sweet. I love that. AlanaPratt.com is her website. Alana, I definitely want to connect with you. This has been so much fun and so knowledgeable, really, for our listeners. Please share our show with everyone. Download my podcast. And let's talk again. And I'm going to have you stay on for the, we always do at the end of my show, a moment of happiness. And when you feel like giving up, remember that every dark night is followed by a brighter day. With that, Lana, thank you so much for joining us. And for our listeners, please join us every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 and start your day in a positive way. And follow us on our website, kimpaganoshow.com. And reach out at 805-419-0008 if you would like to talk with us. Thank you so much. It's a beautiful morning.